This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God!
What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Need a girl like you because it's Friday and I want to just have some fun, and I know how girls just want to have fun.
Well, that was a lot.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to have fun over here.
Isn't Holmes back on the
Adam Levine?
Yeah. What's the show?
The Voice.
The Voice.
I don't know. Is he back on there?
I think so.
Oh, people will love that because he was one of the original judges.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, and he also disappeared and
amidst the Sumner scandal.
I want to name my daughter after a girl I'm flirting with online. Mm. Is that okay?
Honey?
Yeah, he's back on the Voice.
There you go.
I saw some other thing. I want to say, is it Jelly Roll? He's going to do a thing on The Voice, or is that American Idol? It might be American Idol.
I think that's American Idol.
I get all the shows mixed up. Creative Energy, bringing you this part of the show. It is the weekend. I really am kind of kicking myself, you know, between winter and rain. And scheduling, and it's taken me a while. I am telling you, I'm frothing to get this hot tub. Like, John and I will sit out there.
Why are you in there? What are you waiting for?
We're waiting. We're going to get a pad poured in a couple weeks. It's like, it's a whole thing at our house. Because where we want to have it is, if only we could just do it on the deck. But we're not doing that. We're going to do it in this other place. There's just a lot. We got a trench for electrical. Like, we have all this stuff to do.
Oh,
but that's on us.
Get on it.
I know. We're on it. It just.
Are you?
Well, we are, but just everything takes longer than you think with construction. You know, construction people. But not Creative Energy. I ordered the hot tub 2 months ago, and they're like, "Yeah, it's here." Well, okay, we'll hold on to it for you. Don't worry. It's all right. You will be relaxed at some point in your hot tub. That's what I can't wait for. Oh my God, Creative Energy! Spring is right around the corner. If you don't have to be complicated like me, why don't you go ahead and get yourself a brand new hot tub from Creative Energy? Visit a Creative Energy store today. Create your own personal oasis. My store is up in, it's in San Rafael. Hey, Cole, how you doing? Very helpful, very knowledgeable. Really cool showroom, too, because you walk in there and it's like, yeah, get in the tubs. They're not filled with water. Just get in and see if there are some filled with water. But
my wife used to do her girls' get-togethers.
Yeah.
She would have everyone go to I got a little beach apartment. It's not big enough for us to live in, so we don't. But it's great. It's right on the beach. I fixed it up. It's a cute little pad.
Yeah.
And she would go there with her girlfriends and they'd, you know, have drinks and stuff. I have a feeling the girls' weekends now will be at our house and I'll have to leave for the beach and she'll stay and use the new hot tub that we
That'll
have.
It'll be fine. Because you know what else you have at your house? Little girls. I'm sure the little girls would love to be part of the big girls weekend.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. That's going to work for mama.
And it's no problem for me either.
Mm.
Bye.
Bye. I'll see you after surfing tomorrow.
But maybe. I think that they will also, I mean, I'm sure that's probably pretty fun. All the ladies.
Even as you just said that, I'm like, I am totally going to have a girls' party in my backyard.
Of course, it occurs to me, I'm like, All the ladies wear swimsuits, right?
Yes, I would definitely.
When all your ladies' girlfriends are together, you don't go naked.
I mean,
naked.
John and I, our feeling is we'll be able to, on the daily, just strip down, get in the hot tub, right? Just go in there naked. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not going to drag out. There's nobody can see in our yard. Knock wood. Please don't look. But I really don't think I would. I'm not that person who's like, oh, other people. Yeah, let's all get naked together and get in the hot tub.
I don't think they would either.
Yeah, I really feel like it's not.
Maybe in my dreams, that's something that would be pretty hot. But yeah, sure. I mean,
we're not in a college sorority where we're all like, oh my God, that was a great keg party. Should we just go relax in the hot tub now? Totally naked and have a pillow fight? You know those sorority girls. You know who you are, ladies.
Hot tubs. They're fun. Yeah,
they are fun.
You should get one.
I am trying to get one. Turns out I have one. I just haven't put it in my yard yet. Today is National Pancake Day. I meant to tell you this. So my cousin Brad, who is just one of my favorite people on earth, and he's sick right now. And so I went and saw him last week. And just basically, I'm like, what do you want? I'll do it. He's like, you know what? I really want pancakes. I'm like, all right, that sounds great. And it's just me and him at this point, and we're hanging out we're the first ones up. And I'm like, okay, well, he goes, oh, I do this. I always do lemon juice and baking powder in the mix, like whatever mix you're using, I do that. Yep. And that kind of, it like fizzes. There's definitely a chemical reaction. It's super cool. And it makes like a fluffy kind of a lemony pancake. He goes, listen.
No.
I do it a different way. I just found this recipe and I want you to do it that way. And I'm like, well, you're the sick guy. I'll do it whatever way you want. He goes, I was like, do you have a recipe? He goes, just Google vinegar pancakes. So I actually posted the recipe that I used that I just Googled. I think it's on like all recipe. I don't know what it is. I put it on the Facebook page. I've dumped a bunch of trailers above it. So you'll have to scroll down. But today is National Pancake Day. So I wanted to tell you that I've always used Bisquick for pancakes and then done my little fancy trick. I will never do it again. Never not make them this way. So you keep all your wet and dry ingredients separate. And there are way more of them than you normally would have. It's not as easy as doing the Bisquick pancakes or doing the shake up the jar and just pour the pancakes out. Those are also fine though. But this one is you take them, take your milk and then you put vinegar, white vinegar into it. And you have to let it sit for at least 5 minutes and it curdles and it's disgusting. I was like, oh, this is ruined. It's curdled. It's disgusting. He's like, no, it has to be. And then you put your eggs and your other wet stuff in there. You mix that up and then you add it to all your dry ingredients. You just use regular flour, but you use baking powder and baking soda. I don't think I've ever, I was like, well, I'm sure that's in the fridge somewhere.
You guys took one cup of Bisquick, one cup of, or whatever the doses are, sorry. Bisquick, milk, eggs, done.
Yes.
You took that simple
oil, I think,
formula and turned it into.
So here's the thing. I was like, well, this is a nest show. So it's so much messier, so many more ingredients, and they were the best pancakes I've ever made. They rival pancakes that you would get at a good, like, you know how sometimes there's certain places you go like Stacks?
Yes.
And you go, that's a pancake. And it has like almost a stretchy feel to it. It has like a certain, I don't want to say spongy because it's not really that. It's just, but it's got that, not just fluffy, but also kind of a, I don't know.
Chewy?
Sort of, I guess.
Crunchy?
No. It's like a stretchy thing. I don't know. So I made these pancakes and Brad goes, my cousin, he's like, I'm like, where's the syrup? Where's the, he goes, well, there's syrup in there. He goes, but I just give me the pancakes. He just sat there eating them. Cause he actually put some sugar in them and they're buttery and he's just like, he goes, triple the recipe and put the rest in the fridge for me. Cause I'll be snacking on those for the next 2 days. I'm like, all right, you got it. So I wanted to tell you today's National Pancake Day. If you want to make just bad ass balls to the wall pancakes, like I couldn't believe how good these pancakes were.
Where's the recipe?
It's on the Facebook page. Okay. Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Right. Try it this weekend.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of different ingredients. You got to make sure you've got them all.
Okay.
But worth it.
All right.
Who are you going to make them for, though? Just for you?
Just for me.
What's the matter with him?
What's wrong with that? Can I treat myself to a round of sausage pancakes?
You got to point out the guy's, you know, wife is not with him. Or
I think what I'm trying to do is get someone cute to slide into your DMs. Like,
oh, there you go. You're talking.
Like, let's get you a pancake partner.
Pancake partner.
Yeah, not a rent partner.
Good.
Not a rent partner, but a pancake partner.
All right. Pancake
I mean,
partners.
Now that the hips are happening again, you gotta, you know, you gotta work those out.
I gotta try them out.
Sure, you gotta try out the new hips.
Would it hurt to have someone bounce on you?
Let's find
out.
No. That would be okay.
I think that would be fine.
Okay.
I don't think I would complain.
Oh, even if it did hurt a little bit, it's fine.
It's okay. Ouch, 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 ouch.
I swear I had this lady one time grinding her pelvic bone.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Into me, yeah. And I could tell it was just getting her exactly how it needed to, but I was like, ow, 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 ow.
Oh, no.
I didn't stop anything. I mean,
Of course not.
I toughed it out, but it was one of those.
And if you stay with someone like that, you will tough it out. I mean, there's, you know, nothing else for it.
Men are not good with pain, as good as women. But when it comes to that, we will tolerate.
Figure it out.
Anything.
Mm-hmm. Just keep my eyes open and think about something else. Anyway, I also want to mention Survivor. Survivor started last night. This season 48, and I loved what they did at the very. Did you watch it? You're not really a Survivor guy.
I will watch it this weekend. I will get into it. It was just I didn't get home last night until 6 o'clock.
Oh boy!
And I had to do prep and
your stuff.
I didn't have 2 hours to spend on Survivor, but I will this weekend.
Vinegar and milk makes buttermilk.
Well, whatever.
Also, they're buttermilk pancakes.
But just like a homemade thing. Is that really how you make buttermilk?
Sarah, vinegar in milk is buttermilk. You're making buttermilk pancakes. That's like, it's...
Why couldn't I just use buttermilk?
It's on repeat here.
Why couldn't I just use buttermilk then?
Milk plus acid. You made buttermilk.
Oh, funny. Well,
most people don't have buttermilk sitting around the house.
That's true.
But they got the other
stuff.
Honestly,
why didn't they just say, can I buy buttermilk somewhere?
You can buy it, but I'm sure... I mean, I'm just... Then you have buttermilk sitting in your refrigerator.
I guess I got to make more pancakes.
Yeah.
That's very, really interesting. I have to think about that. Anyway, they were wicked good. Survivor. So they start the new season of Survivor and it's a 2-hour episode. And they start it with these people who are clearly being told over a Zoom call that they made it onto the show. And it's watching because a lot of times on these reality shows, they show the people getting the key.
Phony it up.
Right. Well, they've been there with a camera crew for the last however long as they're shooting baskets and, you know, looking cute and whatever, getting ready. And then they, oh my God, I just reached into my gym bag and I pulled out. Oh no, my God, I can't believe it. So these were the actual reactions from these people as they were told, not everybody, but a few of them. And just talking about what it meant to them and watching the surprise on their faces. I had tears pricking my eyes in the first 2 minutes of that show. And then, Jeff Probst is just the best reality show host because he actually listens to what people are saying to him and knows how to read the room and allows conversations to go places that aren't scripted out. Like, he's really good at it. He's really good at asking the right question at the right time because he's really paying attention to what's not being said or what is being said.
I agree, but he does have the luxury of editing as well.
Absolutely,
It all goes his way, and they use that to perfection.
They really do. They do a great job with it. And they did talk about the season 50 stuff. I was telling you a couple days ago that there is going to be some changes in season 50 if people want them. Like right now, the voting for 1 week, the voting is open on the first 4 topics that you as a fan of Survivor can put in your 2 cents on, like, should it go to Final Four and the fire making challenge and idols, yes or no, like all these different things. So, and they did do it. It was a great episode. It's off to a good start. I don't have any favorites. I need to go back and figure out who our locals are so I can tell you who to be rooting for. But we do know that guy. He's so lovable. This guy from Sacramento, he's a firefighter and he's just got his ass together and was so kind. Heartwarmingly kind in this one scene.
I've said this about firefighters and police, and I know there's some people out there who would say, police, there are bad apples. But in general, these are people who take on the worst situations at work.
Yep. That's like, what they do for, they run toward danger.
It's not a hero moment in a moment of emergency. Every day they go in and handle that kind of stuff. And that guy was sitting there going, yeah, I want to be the person that runs in and helps you.
Right.
And thank God you came to the right person.
Like mm-hmm. It was such a lovely moment. And even just the two of them in their separate, as they're being sort of interviewed about this, it was just lovely. And I thought, you know, I love Survivor. I love it. I love watching people struggle and overcome and doing more than they ever thought that they could. And I love some of the moments that have been on that show. It's just amazing.
What he showed you is that's the kind of person that you need to do that job, because there isn't a dollar number you can put on your life.
Right.
What do we have to pay you a year for you to possibly die at work today? At least a million bucks.
Yeah, there's no amount. I'm not going to do that.
At least a million.
Right.
And these are people that say, truly heroes. Yeah, I'll do it for what you pay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like the smoky or, you know, whatever else, some extra days off, but nonetheless, a day at work.
Yep.
I had a friend, he's a cop, and he told me, he said, on a daily basis, I have to deal with people who are having the worst day of their life. And I'm the one that's got to interact with that person on the worst day of their life.
You know,
every day.
It is so, like, nurses.
Same thing.
Police, firefighters, EMTs, like all these emergency workers and people who are just in the thick of it. Like it really takes a special person. Even to some degree, teachers, like, not that that's the worst thing, but they're, you know, that's got to be. Really, this is we're talking about the formative times of people's lives. Mm-hmm. And there's just so many good people out there. You know what? I'm sorry I said I hate all people this morning. What did we say exactly? I can't remember. All people suck.
People are the worst.
People are the worst. I don't mean it. People are actually the best.
I agree.
All right, I'm out of time. What's coming up?
What?
I know. We talked pancakes. We talked Survivor. We talked people are good. What you got? It's Friday, by the way. Friday.
You should have more kids.
Oh, okay.
After these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Rihanna, you are the only girl in the world. I've seen your posts on Instagram. I'm like, that's the only girl in the world right there. That girl right there.
That's hot.
That is, she, yes. Rihanna. Turns out. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice and Morning Show. It's Friday Dance Party. How you doing? Look to the east. Look east, everybody. The sunrise is gorgeous. The only reason I even noticed it is when you guys opened the door and walked back in here, like the red and orange of it was reflected across all the windows. We have all these east-facing windows because we look due west, so we see it in the windows. We go over to the east side of the building, we look out there. Oh, my God, it's gorgeous.
And there's pictures up on the Facebook page.
All right.
So if you want to see what we look at every morning, right, just go up there and check it out.
Yeah. Well, we only see that direction when we press our faces against the windows on the... I guess, is that the south side of the building? And we look and we crane our necks around and we can see this little sliver of the sky.
We're hanging out in your office, Cunningham.
Yeah, that's true. No, it's not anybody's office.
Oh.
It's just he does hang out there a lot, though. But you could hosey that office if you needed to.
We're communist. Everything's everybody's.
That's right. Everything belongs to everybody.
We are commies.
Well, let's be socialists. Let's not be commies.
Okay. All right, fine.
Hi, it's Friday. It's Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Listen to our show live every day and get our full show podcast. It's all happening on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford.
Oh, that beast you're driving now.
Says here, I'm absolutely loving my Ford Mach-E.
Oh.
That's correct.
Mm.
I am loving
bunch of true statements
the Mach-E.
There.
This car is so comfortable. It's really, truly the nicest car I've ever had.
You really think so?
I do.
Oh.
Yep. I love it.
You've had some nice cars.
Yeah. Well, this one's the nicest. Mm. The fastest by far.
I know.
Handles great. All the stuff. Tons of room. It's really, if you're in the market for, and by the way.
Yes.
If you're in the market for an electric car and you're saying to yourself, I'm not so sure about this. I commute from Santa Cruz daily.
Yeah.
And so one of the reasons I wanted to switch to an electric is because I'd like to, if I'm going to continue to make that drive, not be part of the problem. I mean, I've got to work.
Yes.
And that's where my home is. But at least the car's electric and not spitting fumes.
Right.
So if you're in the market, you don't have to worry that like this, the range is good.
Yeah.
In fact, your range will be so good if you're just someone who, you know, lives and works in one town.
Not everybody commutes 70 miles.
You'll be in a position where you don't even have to charge daily.
Right.
Anyway, back to my tag here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm absolutely loving my Ford Mach-E from Frontier Ford in Santa Clara. And right now, Frontier Ford is offering incredible lease deals. They won't last forever. So get down to Frontier Ford and tell them you want the same Mach-E that I'm driving. The Mustang Mach-E. You can't have mine. Mine's named Gallops by my daughters.
Kids saw the little Mustang
Actually,
logo
it was and... the littlest daughter. The older one's like, I hate that name. I'm like, that's the name. And we're living with it.
Gallops.
Not going to have a debate about it.
Kids need to name their cars.
They really do.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. Cute. Very cute.
Okay. Listen, Baymerica, I owe you an apology.
Oh. God, I love Baymerica. This is our own special little place, isn't it?
It is. Yesterday was mother bleeping hot. Not warm. Hot. 80 something at my house.
Oh my God.
80 something at my house. You didn't see 80? Oh, you were stayed in the city all day.
Yeah, I was in the city, but driving, I had my windows down and the sun was beating on me. It was so nice.
Yeah. It was a beautiful day, but downright hot. And I didn't know it was gonna be that hot.
I got sweaty yesterday.
It got up over 80 at my house.
I don't think it got to 80 at my house. I wanna say I got high 70s, but it was definitely warmer than I expected. I was sitting outside eating sandwiches from Michael Sourdough, ding ding shame. I'm like, I gotta move to the shade. I am cooking.
Today we'll see some clouds and sun, so a mix depending on where you're at, and there's rain in the forecast for the weekend. Mm. But yesterday, hot. Actually, a summer day. I'll get to the more on that later.
All right.
Today is National Boycott Day.
National Economic Boycott. It's NEB.
We the people are the economy.
We are. That is true.
And this is our opportunity. I'm reading this now, to show a 24-hour boycott seeks to take the power back and show the billionaires that we, the people who spend every day, all the clickety-clicking you do, is what has made them billionaires. Mm. This is the power we have. The boycott aims to show large corporations and leaders who really holds the power. So participate or don't, but that is the aim of today's
what they're trying to do, huh?
National Boycott Day. They do say, if you read multiple stories, buy local, use cash if you've got to get something. Cash? Where do I find that?
You must have some squirreled away at the house.
Cash? Anyway, that's the goal, is to be together on this and show that we're the economy, the money spenders, the people, the worker bees, those of us who just, we go to work and we buy stuff.
Mm. We do have power, but it really is going to take everybody to participate to make a dent.
Or I can do it. I barely ever buy anything. You know, my family does.
You're already,
as in the missus. But, you know, like I was all shocked the other day when, hey, why is this order of socks charging me $4.95 for insurance protection when this order is supposed to have free shipping?
Mm.
That's a no.
Let me figure out how to make it a no.
But that's how rarely I order stuff online. That was like a big...
And that wasn't even Amazon, right? You went to the website?
No, that was the direct website for the company that socks that I wear. Stupid. Anyway, so I don't do a lot of it, but I definitely will join the boycott today, everyone. Okay.
We'll join you in the boycott. It seems like you have a fairly consistent boycott stance.
Yeah. It's not March yet. Tomorrow.
Close, though. Yeah.
And since we're here in recorded voice.
Hi.
What do we call that? Saturday morning special.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. We're on but we're
Saturdays,
not here.
That's right.
But so I won't be able to do this tomorrow. So here are a few things to look forward to in March.
Okay.
We spring forward next weekend.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
Daylight saving time starts next Sunday, March 9th. You'll lose an hour of sleep that night, but it won't get dark so early anymore. You'll end up, unfortunately, eating later, and your kids will be out later, and the noise will continue into the 9 o'clock hour. But hey,
the routine you just got your baby into, that's out the window.
More daylight, everyone.
Yay. Your dog will still be hungry at the same time.
March 20th. That's right. Yep.
That is so true.
That's funny.
They have a clock.
March 20th is the first day of spring.
Oh, it's right around the corner.
Winter's almost over.
Well, all the trees are blooming, that's for sure. Daffodils are up near my house. Oh, there's this one median on the way out of Mill Valley on Blythedale. It's just nothing but daffodils. I'm like, oh, God, look at that. Beautiful.
This weekend might be the weekend where it starts, but as I drive the coast home a lot just to check surf, and I just enjoy the ride way more.
You?
Right. There are... fields of wildflowers blooming. Mm. Just fields of them.
Mm.
I'm like, you know what I should do? Pull over and take a picture of this car.
You should
next to these
run
flowers.
Run out into the flowers and trample them down for everyone.
Anyway, but it's beautiful right now. They're speaking to the blooms. The wildflowers are just bright yellow and everywhere.
Mm.
Beautiful.
They loved yesterday's day.
Yeah, they did.
As well.
March Madness time, everyone, middle of the month.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I always forget about March Madness until all you people start going crazy.
College basketball begins and...
Sorry. We're in the tournament. Go Mountaineers! I mean, we're not totally in yet, but we'll be in.
Okay, so we're not in, is what you're telling me.
You'll get updates.
Fingers
don't worry.
Are crossed.
Thank you. I cannot wait for the updates.
March Madness time. The new Major League Baseball season begins towards the end of the month.
Go A's! Like
there's a the first series is happens in Japan on March 18th, but then every opening day for everyone else is on the 27th. The Oscars are this Sunday. There's a few shows returning: Grey's Anatomy, 9-1-1, American Idol, The Righteous Gemstones.
Mm, this is the final season for that too. That is such a good show. So freaking wrong and funny.
The Simpsons returns for its 37th season on March 30th.
I cannot believe it's been 37 years of The Simpsons. So crazy.
Someone's still watching it.
Clearly.
And I don't not enjoy it.
No, it's fine. When I catch it, I'm like, well, there's another sharp, well-written episode.
Still to come is Robert Pattinson's sci-fi space thriller, Mickey 17. That's a movie that starts next Friday.
Excellent.
The new live-action Snow White comes this month.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Holidays include Ramadan.
Oh.
I think that one starts tonight, actually.
Is that a multi-day one, or is that the one where you just can't eat?
Yeah.
You have to fast all day?
During the day, yeah.
Okay.
Lent starts next Wednesday.
Oh, are you guys giving stuff up for Lent? Believers?
I will.
I've given up a lot.
So you're like, God, I've done enough.
I have had a month, so maybe I'll take a break for Lent.
Oh, I'm going to give up Lent for Lent.
I'm going to give up bad things happening to me.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good, you know what? Maybe God will be like, oh, hilarious. I'm going to give it to him.
International Women's Day is on March 18th. Oh, no, sorry, March 8th. And St. Patrick's Day is on the 17th. So that's the month of March, everyone.
I have a gig on the 9th at 6 p.m. at the Sweetwater in Mill Valley. Just two songs with my band Gristle.
Is there a video feed for this? Can we watch from home?
I doubt it.
Can you look into that for us, please?
I don't really want to.
Can you make some calls on our behalf for those of you who are never going to be able to cross the entire bay on a night?
Yeah, on a Sunday night, by the way. It's a Sunday night at 6 o'clock. It's you can't even go. By the way, it's free in all ages. So, thank you.
Shame.
Shame. Whatever. Who cares? I'm going to be there for 10 minutes and I'm ready. And you know what's the greatest thing about this is? I'm like, okay, I'll do it. Can we go on first? He goes, yeah, we'll do a song or two. This guy, Josh Z, he's great. Incredible guitar player. He's putting this, I guess this is going to be a thing. I may do this in the future as well. Some kind of residency he's doing there. So I'm like, I'll do it. If you can put me on at 6:15 and I can be home in bed at 7 p.m., then yes. And then John's going to get up with him later and do a bunch of Iron Maiden songs.
Oh, so John will stay and you'll leave.
John, Pat, the DiNardo brothers. That's my whole band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll stay and do other stuff.
And you're going to get all amped up and do a show, and then you're just going to go home and take a shower and climb into bed.
Yes. Yep.
You're not going to want to have a couple drinks and...
On a Sunday night, that would never happen.
Stick it out with those guys?
Nope, I'm going to take off.
Everybody's different. I realize that. If I spiked my adrenaline like that, I would just give up.
Well,
for the night.
I mean, maybe I will.
No,
I'll let you know.
No,
listen,
way.
It's a Sunday. It's going to be hard to get to sleep anyway. Right. So I'll let you know. I'll let you know Monday morning. Not this Monday.
March 10th.
Yeah, March 10th is going to be. And the time change happens that weekend. So I'm really going to be after.
Oh, you're going to be a mess on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a young person out there thinking about what the future holds for you, and you say to yourself,
big dreams.
I'm going to have a big family.
Oh.
I'm going to have a lot of kids. I think that that's where it's at. And then you have one and you go, oh my God, this one little less than 10-pound thing is all consuming. It's exhausting, expensive, and taking up every single second of my day.
Mm.
I think.
Where am I in all this?
Only children might be for me. That's okay. You can do that.
Yeah, one kid, sure.
There's a new study out, though, that shows having children is good for your brain, especially having a lot of them.
Oh.
I mean, a lot. What's a lot?
Seven.
Ugh!
I know. Watching that Alec Baldwin show, I was like, oh boy, that looks like a
is he involved
night.
In that?
He is.
Oh, good for him.
And but he's got OCD, so he's walking around trying to clean up after all these kids, and they are mental because they're kids. There's like seven bananas running around in that
one
house.
One thing that I found, and I kind of knew this already, but my dad used to be so uptight and so like, I'm not a Marine, bro. I'm seven.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to bounce a quarter off my bed, okay?
Like, come on. And that really is something as a grown-up you should get with. I get that having some structure and trying to give kids some rules, boundaries, all that's important. They're also all the same. Every one of them. They're not all going to toe that line you're trying
for. That's right.
It's just not possible.
And you don't, you know, they turn you, if you try to hold that line, they turn you into this ugly thing that you were like, I never wanted to be this. Why am I yelling at children? This is ridiculous. There has to be another way. I'm going to fight with a four-year-old? What?
Right.
I've already lost.
Having more children is linked to increased brain connectivity in areas that typically decline with age. So kids can protect against brain aging. I do see more and more studies saying, stay busy.
Mm-hmm.
Stay busy and stay active. Those are the people that live on.
Yep.
And the ones that go, I've retired. I'm kicking my feet up. Bye.
You got to have something going on.
You got to
keep yourself engaged.
You know,
interested.
I have, what do they call them? Oh, a father-in-law is what it's called.
Oh.
I have a father in the party, as you know him.
I do.
He's a guy who... He's retired, but he's not retired. He continues to work to this day, and he just doesn't stop. And then he'll go, I'm exhausted. I'm finally putting in my notice, and then he won't do it.
Mm.
He likes busy, and he also
likes his job, too. Like, he's got kind of a fun job.
Busy. He just wants to be busy and around people and active, and when he's not at work, he's at some Elks Lodge thing.
Oh,
and
fun.
And all this stuff keeps him active and healthy and busy. This guy's going to live forever because he will not sit still.
That's great.
And that's good for us as we age. And that, I believe, is what this story is trying to tell you. Kids are expensive, though, so you really got to know if you can afford to have a ton of kids or maybe go the Elks Lodge route. I don't know. You're staying busy and active.
Right.
They say the effect was seen in both mothers and fathers that kids can protect against brain aging.
Mm.
So it isn't...
Just because there's so many questions you have to constantly answer.
Oh, I got one yesterday and I was like, oh boy.
What was it?
How could there be dinosaurs if God made the world?
Well, that's a solid question, kid. I like a kid with questions. What'd you say?
I don't want to answer that right now.
Well, God made them so we'd have oil to burn later.
Good one.
Thank you.
I didn't think of that in the moment. The effect was seen in both mothers and fathers. So what they're saying there is it's not about pregnancy and carrying the child. It's about the caregiving experience. Having tons of kids is good for you. Staying active, good for you. Kids will certainly keep that in you. I mean,
I was reading a thing this morning about that forever. It always said, you know, the average American family had 2.5 kids. It's down to 1.9 kids.
I'm not surprised.
Like, we're just not having kids the way we used to.
Well, and look, I know some of you out there want to be in partnerships. I truly believe partnership is good for you as a person, whatever, you know, that makeup that is. It's also hard and there's compromise and no one wants that. And as people have been single for a while, they do find themselves going, like, hell, I'm going to let you leave your shoes there or whatever thing you're not. And I remember V. Hale being like, can you imagine this guy puts up a photo of himself with a seatbelt on? Like, you can't even. And I'm thinking, you don't want to be. You don't.
Yeah.
You're ruling out people
who are in a car.
He took his.
He drives a car. He puts his safety belt on.
Like, come on. Who among us is so perfect that that's the thing you rule a person out for?
Yeah. None of us.
Well, but
although that's, everybody's got their thing, Vin.
Is that a thing?
For that one person, it is. Yep. Turns out. But honestly, she had a lot of things. It did feel sometimes like, you don't want that.
You don't want to mix anybody into this.
You just want to complain.
So I get it if that's really what's going on for you. But if you're looking for partnership and kids, apparently that's going to keep you healthy and long living.
Oh, that's nice. That's lovely. And maybe you get some grandkids. Maybe. Don't push for it because everyone, you know, gets mad. But maybe you get some grandkids out of the deal someday.
They don't give you a specific number of kids, but they found that the more children the parents had, the stronger the brain differences appeared.
Hmm. Wow. Damn, I guess I should have a couple more kids, huh?
But again, you know, 14 kids, you need to know that you've got the budget for that.
Yes.
14 sets of braces.
Yep.
Oh my God. Can you take them off of one kid and then put them on this kid? Are those possibly recyclable? Yeah. Because really?
They do the full on thing where they're like, we're going to sit you down with our financial manager. I'm not getting my kids braces. Their teeth weren't jacked enough. I was like, someday they can get that fixed. I don't have jacked teeth. But they were like, oh no, they need braces. I'm like, well, they're not getting them. So what else you got?
Wow.
They just have, like, I didn't have braces. John didn't have braces. I do have a jacked tooth.
My mom used to tell me this.
Did you have
really
jacked teeth?
I did. My teeth weren't falling out. So my baby teeth weren't falling out and the adult teeth were coming in. And so they would come in behind or
layered.
It was a whole freaking thing. Yeah. Right. And so I am grateful and so glad I had braces because I have a nice smile and I abuse it for sure. But I remember my mom being like, I smile a lot.
Abuse it. You use it. You don't abuse it. You use it.
My mom goes, you should be grateful. My teeth were a mess and I had to do this. And she takes her finger and puts it across her teeth like she did this all day, every day.
Oh, wouldn't you?
And she would
smile.
Oh, okay. So you used to just, you straightened your teeth with your finger and thumb. Is that what you're telling me?
Does Sandy have bad teeth?
No. Her story is, she used to put her finger across her teeth like this and then push from behind and she straightened her own teeth. And I'm like, that never, come on.
You know what? I believe it.
No, you don't.
I do. I think with the power of your mind, you can be like, I don't need braces. Watch this. So see this tooth right here? I'm going to put this one back. I'm going to just start going like this all the time. Okay. I'm just going to hold it like this.
But, oh my God.
Oh my God. You know, I was just looking at the clock and didn't realize how late we were. I'm staring at the thing watching the second hand move.
Bye.
Bye.
Get up.
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.